88.5. I'm Tamika Smith. There's nothing quite like the experience of digging into some seafood while sitting by the water and enjoying time with friends. And now that summer and crabbing season in the Chesapeake Bay are in full swing, we wanted to talk about some delicious restaurants where you can take a load off and enjoy some local seafood. So for this week's Get Out There, our weekly conversation about ways to explore the Washington region, we're going on a seafood adventure. Here to help us out are the authors of Crab Decks and Tiki Bars of the Chesapeake Bay, Susan Elnicki Wade and Bill Wade. Hello, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hello.
All right, so the fourth edition of your book, how did this all get started for you two?
Well, we spent a lot of time going out to the Chesapeake Bay, especially with our sons when they were young. Mm-hmm. Bill's a Maryland guy and grew up. His family had a boat, and so he wanted us to like share that joy of summer on the boat on the bay with our kids. So we would come back, and quite often, and I would just save menus or whatever I would find or brochures of history or whatever was going down. And since we both come from the publishing industry, we thought one day, like, why don't we just, like, make a book of this?
All right. We want to eat some local crabs. So, Bill, why don't you get us started? Let's say you live in the district.
Yeah.
Which way are you going to drive to get your hands on some of these tasty blue crabs?
Due east. Route 50. Go across the Bay Bridge. You land on Kent Island, and right there at Kent Narrows is a number of different places that are authentic and really good. For instance, Harris Crab House. It has been there for a long time. They have local crabbers and oystermen and other parts of the industry come in and drop off their catch to the restaurant that
Ooh,
day.
Fresh catch.
It's fresh and it's local.
Now, what about you, Susan? What's your go-to weekend crab adventure?
I would say Tillman Island and St. Michael's. Those are both on the eastern shore. And they're just like, it's flat, it's calm, but you can find beaches. You can take your dog to a dog beach. Mm. So you can have more than just the sitting and eating crab experience. St. Michael's, I think, is a wonderful little town, charming little, like, houses and a great waterfront area.
Mm-hmm. Don't they have local wineries there too?
Yeah, they've got a rum distillery, winery, brewery. So you can do.
All right.
You can keep everyone in the family happy there.
The dog, mama, daddy.
That's right. And it is. It's a beautiful little town. That's probably one of my favorites.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, Bill, in the book, you claim to be one of the fastest crab pickers around.
He is.
I am the one who decide I will be able to teach anyone who doesn't know how to properly open and get all the meat out of it.
Okay. So how are we getting this meat? Give us the technique.
Well, first of all, you remove the legs and the claws and you set them off to the side. Then you flip it upside down, and when you look at the bottom, it's a pull tab. And then when you pull that tab, you can then get your thumb in between the top and the bottom shell and you open it up. Like you would a book at that point in time. And then it's all right in there, and you have to start digging.
All for good fun and good times.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and good food.
Yes.
That was Susan Elnicki Wade and Bill Wade. They are the authors of Crab Decks and Tiki Bars of the Chesapeake Bay. For more coverage of arts and culture, just head on over to WAMU.org/getoutthere. Susan and Bill, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.